Pleasant good morning and Om Shanti. Today we want to welcome in our midst none other than Raju Bhai, the soul responsible for giving us Baba's Murli every day, the one who shows the relevance of every situation in the Murlis. You know, Baba spoke these Murlis since 1960s. And today when we read the Murli, every aspect of the Murli is relevant to the day we are reading the Murli. And the only one responsible for such magic in Baba's Murli is Raju Bhai. So can we give him a hearty round of applause? And to welcome Raju Bhai today, we ask Sister Hung from Vietnam to please present him with a beautiful flower. Raju Bhai, today they are asking if you can please share your experience with Didi and Daddy from the time you know them. Thank you so much. Oh, someone is asking how many years he has in Gya. When I ask him, he says since childhood. And when I did not ask him his age, that you should guess. But he is living in Madhuban since more than 40 years. So I hope you want to give him a round of applause for that.
Om Shanti. ओम शांति का ट्रांसलेशन करने की जरूरत है।
There's no need to translate the meaning of the word Om Shanti. Everybody has understood it, haven't you?
दीदी और दादी की बहुत वंडरफुल जोड़ी बाबा ने।
It was a very wonderful combination of दीदी and Dadi which Baba had created. According to the plan of drama, Baba became avyakt. Didi and Dadi, they kept one step on the footstep of Brahma Baba and they've expanded the yajna to such an extent. In the corporeal form, Baba had shared. Didi and Dadi made all of those aspects in a practical way by their tireless service. To hold the entire, such a huge, unlimited family in one thread of love. You must have heard in many places when the main head of an organization, many a religious faith pass away, that organization splits into many pieces. But Baba chose such jewels, these sisters, who with a lot of love, with a lot of regard and respect moved along. See where the yajna has reached today. I have 75 years of history. The yajna has completed 81 years. He has been in the Madhuban since 1972. And I first met Didi Manmohini. Baba had made her the instrument for all the transactions, internal transactions. Just like Mama was the right hand of Brahma Baba till 1965. When Mateshwari, mother, Mama, the world mother, Jagadamba mother, on 24th June 1965, she became avyakt from the corporeal body. And since then, at that time, Didi was living in Delhi for service. So Baba brought Didi back and And she used to stay in Mama's room, in the same in Mama's cot. Baba gave her all the responsibility of Mama, and he made her cooperative in all aspects of service. Didi was very loud, beloved of Baba. Her Laukik name was Gopi. The word Gopi means the one who is lost in the love of Krishna. The double foreigners might not know so much about the history of Gop and Gopi. There's a lot of epics written of Gops and Gopis in India, in Bharat. So they show in the path of devotion the brothers and sisters, Gop and Gopi, who are very loved by Baba. So Mathura is a place which is the birthplace of Krishna. So they show the childhood form of Krishna, where Krishna was rearing the cows. You usually see Krishna with the cows. And as he's rearing the cows in the jungle, and along with the cow, he used to have a flute. And when he used to play the flute, all the cows would come and stand in front of Krishna, and people would come out of their homes running in front of Krishna to listen to the flute. They were so mesmerized for the murli, which is the flute. And those people were called Gop and Gopis. He's sharing, this is a memorial of the confluence age. At the confluence age, we are all get mesmerized, and we're all fans of the murli, aren't we? You all love murli, don't you? If you're understanding, wave your hand. Do you all love the murli?
Baba, Madhuban, Murli.
Baba, Madhuban and Murli. These are the three things that are important. If you love Baba, you will love Baba's Murli. And if you love Baba's Murli, then you will automatically love Madhuban. If someone says, I love Madhuban, what am I supposed to do with the Murli? Oh, I've heard a lot of Murli. Then Baba will say, no. If you don't like Murli, then you don't love Baba, you don't love Madhuban. Didi was in the form of a Gopika. You know, if you can imagine, who was really a beloved, loved one, who would be lost in Baba's love. As soon as she would say the word Baba, her eyes would get moist in love. Because from a very young age, she was married at a very young age in the Laukik. After she got married, she came from a very affluent family in the community of Sindh. Her father-in-law was one of the main person, very famous in that community. And when they got knowledge, the intoxication raised, the topic of purity came. And because of purity, in one go, she decided either here or there. In one go, she let go of the family. And as she left the family, her Laukik mother and her Laukik younger sister. So three people from one family surrendered to the Yajna. Didi's younger sister Sheel Dadi, who was instrumental in Bombay, and her Laukik mother, Queen Mother, she surrendered in Madhuban. You can imagine what kind of a social upheaval would have happened when three people leave their home and surrendered in the Yajna. They had to face a lot of problems, a lot of situations. So similarly, three more sisters from the same family surrendered. So altogether 6 people surrendered to the yajna. So it created a lot of upheaval and tension in the community. But the faith that Didi had, that I have found God, I am the true Gopika. Mine is one Baba and none other. On the basis of this faith, she surrendered herself to Baba. In the beginning, Baba had told her to teach, to do tailoring when in the boarding school, so she could teach the young children how to do tailoring in Karachi. So they opened a separate boarding school for Didi, where Didi would teach the young children how to do tailoring. Didi's spirituality, Didi's discipline, Didi's inculcation and maryada brought her very close to Baba. From the beginning, Baba would keep her very close to him as a very close relationship. And when service started in the beginning, Baba had sent her to Delhi, which is the capital of Bharat. And then even in Delhi, the first center which opened was Kamala Nagar, around 1952 and 1953, she was sent there. Baba gave her the responsibility to hold the center in Delhi. Didi normally did not do conduct a class or murli, because in the Laukik, Didi never saw school, she never went to school and studied. From very young age, that time the community and the society was in such a way that they would not educate the girls, and they had to be, they had to wear their drapes in front of their face. They could not show their faces. So she never went to school. And when she came and she belonged to Baba, Baba taught her everything. Baba taught her murli, which she would read. She would read and listen to the murli with so much attention, but she never shared murli on stage. She would talk to people about murli, but she never shared the murli in the class. She was number one in controlling power. How one should be guided. And Didi's friend was Dadi Janki. They both were very good and close friends. Didi and Didi would always say, Dadi Janki, she would tell Dadi Janki, you have to do a talk on this topic. Any topic that she would pick up from the murli, she would tell Dadi Janki, you have to do a class on this topic. Churn on this topic and share in the class. So Didi and Dadi Janki were very close friends, and they stayed as close friends. And when Baba brought Didi back in Madhuban and made her the companion in service, he gave her all the controlling power. Brahma Baba would share murli, meet with the children, but the logistics, what should be cooked today? What about the arrangements of the people who come? What should be their daily routine? What newness should we bring to the children coming? This Didi would take care. With who should be doing the class, when should be yoga, the whole timetable Didi would take care of. So from the time when Baba was there, she was like the right hand and had the whole control over it. When Baba became avyakt, Baba knew everything. It's not that Brahma Baba suddenly left the body. You all must have heard the story that Murli, Baba shared the murli, Baba came to the room, It was the evening of January 18, 1969, and after he completed the murli, he told the children three words: incorporeal, egoless. You know, the three words that Brahma Baba shared. He stood by the gate of the door and Baba said, "Chutti," means I'm going to take leave. Baba never used this word, "I'm going to take leave." And at that time, Dadi Prakashmani was in Bombay and she was called, she was the service station for Dadi Prakashmani was Gamdevi. On 16th January, the group came with Dadi Prakashmani, and all of a sudden Baba told to Dadi Prakashmani, "Child, send your group back, but you stay back." And she thought to herself, "He never stopped me. This is the first time he's saying me, stay back." And exactly for Didi, he said, "Didi, go on service." So Baba sent Didi out and he kept Dadi in Madhuban. So a lot of secret in this. January 18th, the entire yagya, he showed Dadi Prakashmani, held her hand in hand and showed every corner of Pandabhavan. The training center was under construction. So he told her, who is the contractor, where is the material coming from, who is responsible, where is the bandhara, who are the people who are taking care of it, how much stock is there, what is Baba's future plans, you know, to construct Indraprastha, meditation hall, all these things. He walked her around the campus and was sharing all these things to her, was explaining to her, and he introduced her to everyone. Dadi Prakashmani did not understand what was he doing, why was he doing. She never had the thought that he is taking leave from everyone. And in the end he said, Child, whatever letters have come today, Baba is going to reply to everyone today. So he made Dadi Prakashmani sit with her, with him, and he replied to all the letters. It was 18th of January and Baba had not shared the murli in the morning. It was cold and he was having a lot of cough. So actually Dadi Prakashmani said, "Baba, take rest, your health is not well, I will share the murli." So Baba did not go in the morning to share murli, and in the evening he himself told that, "I have not shared in the morning." So they had to ring a bell and they rang the bell early, and Baba said, "I'm going to share the murli with the children." First time in the yagya, the murli class happened at 8:30 p.m. About he shared for half an hour. And then Baba came back to his room. He put his hand on Dadi's hand. And as soon as he did that, he left the body. Dadi didn't even realize what was happening. She was just under the impression Baba is in discomfort. Dadi said, "Baba, lie down. Lie down." Because he was sitting, he said, "Baba, lie down." And when Baba lie down, the hand became loose. And then Dadi came out and told the brothers, "Call the doctor. I think he's in a lot of discomfort today." So one brother went in a cycle and the doctor was far. He went and got the doctor, and the doctor checked his pulse and everything, and he said, "I'm really sorry, Dadi. Baba has left the body." "How can that be? Baba just shared the murli. He just met with the children. What happened? How can that be?" The doctor said, "Can't do anything. He has left the body." Dadi, entire night she called everyone, and whomever she called, nobody would believe. No, how can that happen? There was no discomfort, he had no issues, how could he leave all of a sudden? So Dadi would say, come to Madhuban. Baba has left the body, he has changed the room, the body is still here. And at that time, Didi was in UP, Uttar Pradesh, and Didi and Dadi had very good, close friendship. All the Dadis reached, Didi, Gulzar Dadi, everyone reached. On 21st January 1969, after the last rites were completed, Bhog was offered. And in the evening, in the body of Dadi Gulzar, Shiv Baba, along with Brahma Baba, Bab, Dada, both entered Dadi Gulzar's body for the first time. In that meeting, Baba kept the urn on Dadi and Didi's head and gave the direction that as Baba was nurturing and sustaining children in the corporeal form, and whatever you had to ask, Baba would share that through letters. From now onwards, Didi and Dadi, the combination of both, they will look after the yajna. Whatever you have to ask, whatever clarification you need, any letters that you write, these two people will reply and take care of that. On that day, 21st of January 1969, the entire rites were given to Didi and Dadi. The beauty was, they had such unity among themselves that one said, the other one accepted and went along. They sustained the yajna. So we all would say, there are two bodies but the soul is one. That kind of unity they had. We understand it can't be just one soul, but their thinking and their thoughts were so similar. Sanskars were different, are different, but to have that the harmony of sanskars, there was never a conflict or friction. If Dadi has said it, Didi would say it, yes. And if Didi said it, Dadi would say it, yes. They never corrected one another. They actually strengthened the gathering of the sisters. All the Kumaris who are instruments now, who are taking care of big, big retreat centers. In 1969, the first training was started. Like Shilu Ben, Asha Ben, Chandrika Ben, all the senior sisters, they all got training from the first training center in 1969. They both decided that we have to call them and train them. And they both said, Dadi Janki, give them the training. And the training center was inaugurated and they had a huge gathering of Kumaris. And then the invitation came that centers have to be opened in foreign lands. And they were wondering, there was no planning. And Baba's time, there was no centers in the abroad, foreign land. Baba would say, there are many children who have gone and hidden in different other countries, different religions. Baba looked at, they both looked into all of it and they made a group of seven people where Usha Ben, Sheel Dadi, Jagdish Bhai, Nirvair Bhai, Rosie Ben, seven people, and they sent these seven people to London, the Jayanti Ben. At that time, Jayanti Ben's locking mother, Rajni Ben, was staying in London. Didi Dadi said, go there, stay there, and understand how service can happen in the foreign land. This was the first group which went in 1971-72, around that time, which went to London. They stayed in London. Based in London, they went to different parts of the world, America, Australia, and they served. The base was London. And from there, different service stations were opened or started. All kinds of directions were given by Baba, Avyat Bhavnada, through Dadi Gulzar medium. Whatever they had to ask, Didi and Dadi, they never took law in hand. They would always ask Baba. Baba is here, Baba is sitting, ask Baba. And whatever Baba says, we are going to do that. They had such loving relationship with Baba that every second day, every third day, they would call Baba. They would make Gulzar Dadi sit. We didn't have to offer bhog and just invoke Baba. Sometimes in Baba's room, you know, you have seen the gaddi in Baba's room. They would make Dadi Gulzar sit there and invoke Baba. And the Chota Hall is nothing but the history hall. They would invoke Baba. Any time they wanted a direction to have a construction done, if there is any issues, if there are new service plans, without asking Baba, they never did anything. Though they were the main instruments, they never said that I am the chief or I am the elder one. No, they always said, it's Baba's task, it's Baba who's doing it, let's ask Baba. She would always say, call Baba. And Dadi Gulzar would go into trance. And if Baba didn't come, Dadi Gulzar would get a message from Baba. This is how the administration transferred from Baba to Didi and Dadi, and with a lot of harmony they held the yagya. No one felt that Baba has left. They gave so much love and sustenance. Whatever the routine or the daily routine was of Baba, they continued in the same way. So when I came in 1971, I was 15 years of age. I was in 9th grade in school. I just came to have a tour of Madhuban. Because everybody in my family was in knowledge. My brother, sister, mother, uncle, aunt. My sister was surrendered and she was staying in Madhuban. And she had come to the village and she said, come, let's go and show you Madhuban. When Brahma Baba was in Sakar, corporeal form, I never went to Madhuban because I was very young and I was in school. So I didn't come to meet the corporeal Brahma Baba. And the first time I came to Madhuban, I stayed for 1 month. It was holidays from school. And in 1 month, I got so much love from Dadis and everyone in Madhuban, all the residents. And they taught me so many things and they made me cooperative in many things. And when I was about to go, Didi had a very good power of discernment. She had number one power of discernment. And she thought he has the quality of staying in Madhuban. She would discern that this person can go, they can move along in Gyan. She had so much of clear line, yukt. In the end, she told Dadi, Dadi, ask this Kumar who has come. I think he's very suitable for staying in Madhuban. So Dadi called me. You know, you see the swing in the garden? Have you all seen the swing in the garden? Have you seen? In Pandav Bhavan? There is a swing in the garden in front of Baba's hut. Baba used to sit. Dadi made me sit on the swing along with her. And Dadi asked me 3-4 questions. And the first one was, how many people are staying in your family? How many of them follow this Gyan? How much have you studied? How old are you? Like general questions. I told her I was 15. I'm in 9th grade. My father and 3 brothers, and I'm the only son. So there's farming, a lot of property. And Dadi looked at him and she said, oh, you're not going to get permission from home to come here? And he asked, why? So she said, father, 3 brothers, and of the 3 brothers, you're the only son, you are the heir. So they won't give you permission. So Rajabai said, you give me permission and I will get permission from them. So Dadi said, you're very young, study for another 4 years. So he said, Dadi, there's going to be destruction very soon. You know, Baba used to share in the beginning, now the destruction is going to happen. Dadi smiled and said, you know, destruction will happen. When it happens, have a look at it. But now, study. And Rajabai said, I have no interest in studying now. Give me seva and I will do. And Dadi said, listen to me, and 1 year you study. And if you still have the heart of coming to Madhuban, get a letter from your father. And the father had unbroken faith in Baba. He had the faith that God has come and he is constructing this new world. And if my son can be a part of it, why not? The father said, it's a huge fortune. Golden age is being established. And he said, you go and I will also come behind you and I'll also become cooperative. So very easily he wrote a letter of permission. So Rajabai completed 1 year of schooling, and in 1972 he completed the exam, the last final paper he finished, and the same day he got onto the train and he came. And Dadi was so surprised. So Dadi, he showed Dadi the letter. You asked me to get the letter, and here is the letter. Dadi was so happy, and she was like wonderstruck. Wow, he has so much faith. So he shared to Dadi that if I get surrendered, he will come behind me and surrender too. And Dadi said, come on, get on to seva. And at that time, everything was karma yoga. There was no aids of science that time. These days, we get a lot of comfort from science. Like we have a washing machine, like a dishwasher, roti maker, we have stove, steam. At that time, such facilities was not there. They used to use wood and charcoal in one big pot. They would get up at 2 o'clock and heat up the water. And they would fill the bucket of water and they would go to every room and supply. And they would wash the clothes like dhobi ghat, like the laundromat. And they would go and clean everyone's room. They would sweep and mop. They would also help in making roti. Basically, there were just 25-30 people and they had to do all the services. And if at that time 100 people came in the party, we all had to empty our rooms. We had to sleep outside and we would give our rooms to the people who had come, because there was no place. Very few rooms were there. Very few buildings were there in Pandapavan. There was no facilities, no comfort. But the love and the sustenance of Dadi and Didi was wonderful. If I have done so much of laundry, she would make hot, hot halwa and she would feed me by her hand. So the service return was instantly, the return would come. We never felt anything was lacking. You know, like our loving family, we got the sustenance. Like a mother and father, they gave sustenance to us. One day, all of a sudden I said, Daddy, I want to learn typing. I'd come from school. So there was only one brother who was typing, and there was only one typewriting machine. And these days there's computer. There was only one typewriting machine. And one brother had the seva of typing Murli. And the person who was supposed to type Murli had to know Sindhi. So when I said I want to learn typing, Didi and Dadi had gone for some reason to Bombay. So they both said, well, you learn typing, but first learn Sindhi and then learn typing. It was a big deal for me to learn Sindhi. I only knew Hindi very, very well from UP. Dada Vishwaratan, you must have heard their name. Yesterday, is there anyone who has seen Vishwaratan Dada? Vishwaratan Dada, anybody who has seen him? He was a jewel. He was very loved by Baba. He would take care of all the activities on the brother's side. He was the in charge. He would do all kind of physical seva. And he said, Dada said, oh, you want to learn Sindhi? Come, I will teach you. So every day I would spend 1 hour with Dada. So he taught me to read, to write Sindhi and also to speak Sindhi. And in 8-10 days, I learned the entire language to read and write. And then I learned typing of Sindhi. And when Didi Dadi came back from Bombay, Didi said, did you learn typing? He said, haan Didi. And did you learn Sindhi? Haan Didi. Yes, I learned. Didi's Sindhi was wonderful because she never went to school. So she would write in her own style. Many times she would not understand what she wrote. So she gave me her diary and she said, read. I couldn't even read a line of what Didi had written because her writing was so different. She would use, like she would write in shortcuts, you know, like an acronym, like BD. So BD was Bab Dada, L and N is Lakshmi and Narayan. So A was for answer, Q was for question. So there were a lot of shorthands in Sindhi. And she would mix Sindhi, Hindi, English. So I was disheartened. Didi, I can't understand this. So she said, what did you learn then? So Didi said, don't get scared, don't worry. There's one more Dadi, Kamal Mani Dadi. She is still there, she's in Delhi. So she said, she can understand my diary very well and she will teach you Sindhi. And I was very young, so I would go to any Dadi's room without any hesitation. And I went to her room and Dadi, I want to understand this Didi's handwriting, can you teach me? So Kamal Mani Dadi, with a lot of love, she taught me how to read. And whatever letters came to Didi, because Didi was in charge after Baba. No, there's a kind of posting mail that comes. It's called an... it used to be like in a carbon copy. In one page. So in the first page they would type and in the bottom portion there would be an empty space where they would handwrite. So what he would do, he would keep 4 or 5 carbon copies and type. And he would type from Didi's diary because she had a very good discipline of having question and answers from the Murli. Dadi would read the Murli. Didi would sit right in front of Dadi in the first chair in Pandabhavan History Hall with a lot of attention. As soon as Dadi finished the Murli, and immediately Didi would say, I am going to fail everyone. they would pick up a lot of weird questions from the Murli. So let's play badminton. I am going to throw the ball and let me see who's going to catch it. So whoever would answer, she would say, they will get double toli. And those who failed, I'm going to stop their toli. So for half an hour, the entire Murli would be revised. Without Murli revision, nobody stepped out of the Murli class. And those who failed, they had to be punished. And the punish was no toli today, you'll get toli tomorrow. So there was a lot of entertainment. She was serene, but at the same time, very entertaining. She would take us to picnic. There was not an expansion of seva. There was only in Bharat mainly. Now there is no time, free time. And that time we had lots of time. Sometime we would go to Naki Lake for picnic, Peace Park, Guru Shikhar. We didn't own Peace Park, but we used to go to that spot and be there. We would go and play there. There was just one vehicle. And the name was? And it would get repair. No, they had to push. They had to push. So it was called the pushing vehicle. They had only one vehicle. And half of the way, sometimes it would break down. So they had to push and they continue. And they say, a small family is a happy family. In the small family, there was a natural happiness, cheerfulness. We couldn't miss one single day in Murli or Amrit Vela. If anyone missed by mistake, they had to come in front of Didi and Dadi and answer. Because they had an eye on everyone. Because Didi would sit on the gaddi and conduct yoga. She would get ready by 4 in the morning and sit on the gaddi. And she would notice who did not come. And after the Murli, she would ring the bell and she would say, call so and so. Because he knew that I missed the Murli or I missed the yoga. So he had to report. She made everyone firm in and strong in discipline. What is the difference between a laborer and a child? What's the difference between the two? The one who labors get an income. But an heir, they do seva, but they don't get an income. If I just do seva, service, it is like getting food. You're getting food, you're getting clothing, you're getting housing. You shouldn't be a white-dressed laborer. No, shouldn't be that. You should be studying. The basis of the golden age kingdom is study. So that's why she would make it firm in them. Murli and yoga are the basis. Do yoga and Murli class along with your service. Keep attention on your daily timetable. If somebody is weak, if they do not have attention on the study, on no attention on the yoga, who can look into, think about others, look into others, do not get into their company. If you get into their company, you will sink. She would be very straightforward and she would say everything to us. See, with a lot of love, they would argue with her, Didi, it's the outside company which is bad. I'm in a good company here, aren't we? She said, yes, even amongst the good company is one who has attention on the study, yoga and inculcation. If the attention on inculcation is not there, if they have any kind of other kind of gossip or conversation, that company is bad. So protect yourself from that kind of company. Didi never believed if someone said something about someone. Imagine if we were working among and we kind of notice someone's weakness, and if I go and complain to Didi and Dadi the weakness of so and so, if they were breaking the discipline of so and so, you know, if I go and complain, she would say, come and sit next to me. She would listen to the complaint and say, come and sit next to me. And she would call another person and say, go and call the other person. You know, whoever they complained on, they would be called. The person who complained and the person who was complained about, both would be there face to face and they would talk. So because if the person is coming from a space of jealousy, hatred, the person who complained would be get into fear. So she would clear it right there and then. Okay, if such a thing happened, okay, that's fine, it's over, do not get a complaint again. She would give teachings to both of them and and she would give toli in each other's hand, they would exchange toli and hug each other. There should not be any friction. We shouldn't see anyone's weakness, defense. It's a family. And small things do happen. Do not care for them. If you do one complaint, the other person is going to complain 100 things or 10 things. So do not get complaints. Lot of good discipline of Didi. She paid lot of attention to each and everything. With lot of zeal and enthusiasm, she gave us sustenance. She would come up with lot of new plans for service. 11 years I had the fortune of taking her sustenance from 72 to 1983. I would sit with Didi and answer the questions and letters. She taught me everything. I had just come, passed out of school. I stayed with Didi. 2 hours, 2.5 hours, whatever I spent time with her every day. She used to teach me how to answer the questions. And as I moved along, I got the service of seva of doing the murli from 1976. Whatever avyakt murli has been shared from 1976, sometimes the entire night Baba would share the murli. Many times Baba came at 6:30 in the evening, and in the morning 7:30 he would stay. 13 hours, 12 hours. And Baba would come and speak to each one individually, personally. Baba would give them blessings. Everything I was responsible for typing. Whatever Baba said, I had to sit the entire night and type. I would also not go out of that room. I could get up and stand. I could stand and sit. But Baba sat in one place. I would keep seeing Baba, and whatever he shared, I was writing. We didn't have a recording system that time. Computers have come later. So the entire night, I would write in a paper and in a diary. I'll share one incident. One day, Baba gave a direction after Didi left the body. I'll share a little how Didi became avyakt. I will share how the blessing started in the murli. In 1988, the month of March, Baba gave a direction. Baba wanted to meet personally with the Madhuban Nivasis, the residents of Madhuban. It was in the evening when Baba was invoked. We were about 120 people in Madhuban. From about 40 sisters and 120 brothers, within 200 people. 6:30 Baba came, shared a little bit of Murli, and Didi and Dadi went back to the rooms on service. And Baba started meeting the brothers of Madhuban. He must have started 7:30. And morning 7 o'clock was my turn. And there were only 120 brothers. And we all met the entire night. Baba filled us with so much blessings. And when Dadi realized that it's Baba just meeting the brothers, so Dadi called Rajubhai and said, "What did Baba do? When will the sisters get a chance? What did Baba do the entire night?" So he said, "Dadi, the brothers have not yet completed." What did Baba say? So it came out of my mouth that Baba gave us blessings the entire night. So Dadi said, "Go type all the blessings and get it to me." And when I typed, I had written by hand, I went and typed all the blessings. You know, it became a big, thick, fat book of blessings. So Dadi asked me, "What will you do with these blessings?" Dadi, so whoever got the blessings, I will give it to them personally. You know, they can put it under their photograph and they will remember that this blessing came to me. So Dadi said, "That's it? You alone have received the blessing?" Dadi said, "No. Every child of Baba should receive these blessings. Set it in such a way below the murli that each child, entire Brahmin family should receive it as a blessing. Set it like that." So Baba never used the word bhav, which means you are. No, may you be, the word which comes in the murli.
First line jo hoti hai.
So he kind of, the word is manipulation, but it's not actually. He set it in such a way that it becomes a blessing, like you are. I couldn't write much below the murli, I could just write 3 or 4 lines. So 120 blessings, I expanded that for 360 days. The first line which comes is I have written on my own. The explanation below that is verbatim from Baba. And after 360 days, I told Dadi, "The blessings are finished." So Dadi said, "Oh, this is such a good nourishment for the children. Continue this." So he said, "Well, this is what Baba said and I've used all of them. You do whatever you can." Baba has been sharing from 1969. It's not just now that Baba started to share. So go back and create as many blessings as possible. So this was the seva I got. For 6 years, not a single blessing was repeated. It was new blessings, new blessings. I studied every murli and from each murli I would create 6, 10 blessings. And those are the ones which you get on the murli. So those are the versions of Avyakt Baba and even the slogans have come from the murli itself. This is from 1988. And Didi became Avyakt in 1983. It's 12 o'clock, but I'll take 10 more minutes of yours. Didi had no physical disability or condition. One day, as soon as she came for Amrit Vela for yoga, she felt dizzy. in the bathroom.
और चक्कर आया तो दीवार से टकराई थोड़ा.
And as she felt dizzy, she hit the wall.
दीवार से टकरा करके यहाँ पर कुछ थोड़ा ब्लड निकला.
So a little bit of blood came out of her forehead. And that day, Didi did not come to facilitate yoga. And they all started to think, she never missed a day to do yoga. What happened? And when we met Didi and we saw, she shared, you know, I felt dizzy and I got hurt. So everybody thought, maybe she's getting old, she's 70 plus now. Maybe the eye is becoming weak. Maybe she would need a spectacles. So we should get her eyes checked. So we sent her to Bombay to get her eyes checked. And when the doctors checked her eye, the doctor said there's nothing wrong in her eye. But just above her eye, there is a little mass. And I think if we operate that mass, she would be fine and her dizziness will also stop. Didi loved the residents of Madhuban and also Baba. So Baba also said, huh, child? Yes, child, no problem. Get your operation done. That operation which happened, she went into coma. A coma which she never came back. 19 days she was in coma in the hospital and she left the body there.
शरीर छोड़ा तो आप समझ सकते हो ब्राह्मणों का इतना प्यार इतना स्नेह.
And somebody who was loved so much, who was sustaining us, nurturing us, left us, you can think how we all must have felt. So Dadi Janki was instrumental to get her body back to Madhuban. So doctors were not allowing us to get her body when she was in coma. Dadi Janki, with a lot of effort, got her body back to Madhuban. And after the rites, the final rites, we offered bhog and we invoked Baba. And we asked Baba, what should we do next? How do we move along next? Baba came and Baba said, children are having a lot of thoughts that it's the mistake of the physician. But child, there is no mistakes of God or no mistake of Bhagwati. So Bhagwan is God, Bhagwati is the name of the doctor. So Baba said, it's neither the mistake of the God, neither the mistake of Bhagwati. It was the seva, service that the child had to go into advanced party. She was the beloved of all of you, so was she the beloved of Bab Dada. And then he looked at Dadi Janki and she would be the joint secretary, I think. And Chandramani Dadi as well. But Dadi Janki cannot come to India now. She has to stay in the foreign land and hold the service there. So they were on stage and Baba told the entire class. So who will be cooperative with Bari Dadi? So Chandramani Dadi came from Punjab. Manohar Dadi also came from Punjab. Dadi Ratan Moini Dadi came. So Baba said, all of you give your cooperation to Dadi Ji and help her. Though Dadi Janki is the next head, she will stay in London and she'll take care of the activities over there. After Didi left the body, Om Shanti Bhavan was almost complete. She left the body in July. There was a huge transformation in the yajna. All our activities were physical. There was a lot of expansion in service in foreign land and also in Bharat. So the steam came in, the food was cooked in steam, there was running water, they didn't have to carry the buckets. So the laundromat was converted into washing machines. So a lot of physical service took a transformation. Till 83, with our own hands, we have built the buildings. We never called any laborers or constructor, all Madhuban residents. After 83, lot of transformation in the yajna. Laborers came, the children expanded, the service expanded, resources came, and see today where the yajna is. In 2007, Dadi Prakashmani became avyakt. Didi, for the past 1 month, she had this one slogan: now is the time that I want to go home. I want to go home now. If anybody came with complaint, she would say, leave. Now is the time to go home. Go beyond. She would be detached. She was detached from everything for the past 1 month. 1 month effort. She reached the stage of karmati. Some reason has to be there to leave the body, but her effort was internally to become karmatit. From February onwards in 1983, the quality of her yoga, her intoxication, in the 2-3 months, she became complete. She became karmatit. Dadi left the corporeal body, Dadi Prakashmani, in 2007, which is 10 years from now. Dadi also had a lot of love for Dadi, for Baba. After Didi left the body, I got to spend a lot of time with Dadi, because all the replies for the letters, all that responsibility came on me. I had to tap the murli, extract question and answer, blessing. I had to leave all the other physical seva and I had to focus on murli department. We started the patra pushp, the blessing, slogan, question answer. Everything came on my shoulders. All the letters that came to the yajna, I had to reply. I had to spend the entire day with Dadi, ask her for direction. So I had a very close relationship with Dadi. For everything Dadi would ask, what happened? How did you reply? She would check as well. So I had a very close relationship with Dadi and Didi. And I learned a lot from Didi. And Dadi, 25th of August, she became avyakt. Before she became avyakt, I was in London in July. In 2007, I was sitting with Dadi Janki and the phone came from Nirbhay Bhai that Dadi Ji's condition is very serious. We're trying to take her to Ahmedabad. Dadi Janki said, can I come to Madhuban? So Nirbhay Bhai said, wait, it's not a hurry. I will check with the doctor once again in Ahmedabad. And Dadi Janki said to Rajabhai, you leave. I had completed my tour of London and USA. And I came back to Madhuban on 21st of July. And the doctors had replied that nothing can be done. And when Dadi was leaving the body, we all were sitting or standing and taking drishti from Dadi. And the soul flew away. When after 5-7 minutes all the machines failed, Dadi Ji came back and the machine started again. So for a moment there was a wave that Dadi left, and immediately after 5-7 minutes there was another wave. Dadi came. Baba explained the secret. She stayed for 5-10 minutes. She gave drishti and she left. When Dadi Gulzar went to Baba, Baba said, It was Dadi's wish. She wanted to stay for some more time and do service. And Baba said, "Yes, child, go." And when she came down, she realized the body's of no use. So she came back, she stayed for 5 minutes and she went back. So it's a very unique and a wonderful part of Didi and Dadi. They kept the entire gathering in the thread of unity. They gave us the feeling of Baba and the Yajna. This is how I have spent the fortune of doing seva with Didi and Dadi. Do you have any questions? You can ask me now if you have any questions.
Translation ho jayegi. Kaun kar raha hai?
Do you have any questions? You can.
Niche aa jao aap. Translation jo Hindi mein kar rahe hain, Hindi se English.
They're calling me down. Does anybody have any questions?
Yes, brother is asking if anyone has questions. You can please ask.
Hamari state kya thi? ऐसा था कि हम लोग दादी के साथ थे और काफी समय से दादी का शरीर इतना स्वस्थ नहीं था, तकलीफ रहती थी.
The question is, how did you maintain a stable stage when Dadi and Didi left the body?
हमारा स्नेह तो दीदी और दादी से बहुत था, बहुत नजदीक से था, लेकिन उनके शरीर की स्थिति को देख करके ऐसे लगता था कि इस शरीर में रह करके अगर कोई शरीर का उनको नहीं लगता था कोई भोगना है. वो तो कहती थी हम तो बाबा की याद में हैं.
He had a lot
लेकिन
of...
हम लोगों को लगता था कि ऐसे शरीर में रहने से क्या फायदा.
He had a lot of love for Didi and Dadi, but when he looked at their body's condition, though they never felt that there was a lot of bondage or account that they were settling in the body, but he felt.
तो इसलिए कोई भी हलचल नहीं हुई, कभी एक आंसू भी नहीं आया.
He never had a tear or never felt sorrow.
और बाबा तो साथ है ही ना, ये तो आत्माओं को तो जाना ही है, सबको ही जाना है.
Everyone has to leave, and the soul has to leave one day.
और फिर दादी का साथ अभी भी ऐसा है कि जैसे वो आत्मा अभी भी गाइड करती है.
And the connection and the relation with the dadi is still like that, as if the soul is still guiding me.
अभी जब तक दादी साकार में थी तब तक मुझे सब प्रकार के डायरेक्शन खुद देते थे.
When dadi was incorporeal, all the direction she gave me.
लेकिन दादी के अव्यक्त होने के बाद जानकी दादी के पास बहुत विस्तार है सेवाओं का. एज भी बड़ी है, विस्तार भी बहुत है.
And after they became, after she became avyakt, Dadi Janki has a lot of expansion and a lot of seva going on.
तो दादी मधुबन की डिपार्टमेंट में कभी भी अपना कुछ भी बताती नहीं क्या करना है. कहती जो आप लोग कर रहे थे पहले से वही करते चलो.
Dadi Janki never interfered and she said, whatever you were doing in the past, continue to do the same.
तो दादियों ने जो दीदी दादी ने हमें सिखाया है उसके आधार से ही क्या डायरेक्शन भेजना है, जनवरी मास में क्या जाएगा, मम्मा डे पर क्या जाएगा, बाबा के डे पर क्या जाएगा, पुरुषार्थ के लिए क्या भेजना, वो बाबा अपने आप टच करता है और दादियों की प्रेरणा मिलती रहती है. लिख देता हूँ जो सब सुन लेते हैं.
So whatever sustenance I had received from Didi and Dadi, I'm moving along in the same way. So whatever points I have to send for the month of January, for the month of June, for Mama's time, I write and I send it out.
इसलिए उनकी अब्सेंट महसूस तो नहीं होती है कि इतना हमने मिस कर रहे हैं.
So I don't miss them and I don't get upset that they're not there.
बाबा का साथ तो है ना.
बाबा is with me and his company is with me.
इस भाई ने क्या पूछा था, रशियन में पूछ रहा था सर.
Somebody from Russia asked a question. Russian to English.
और कोई का कोई प्रश्न है, पूछना है?
Anybody else wants to ask a question?
The brother asks how advanced party helps Brahmins.
Advanced party Brahmins ko kaise sahyog dete hain?
Vastav mein advanced party Brahmanon ko sahyog dene ke liye nahi gayi hai.
The advanced parties are not instrumental to give cooperation to Brahmins.
Wo nayi duniya banane ke liye gayi hai.
They have left to create the new world.
उन आत्माओं को कैसे नई दुनिया की आत्माओं को ऊपर से उतारना है उसके लिए कैसे धरनी तैयार करनी है.
दे आर क्रिएटिंग द लैंड प्रिपेयरिंग द लैंड सो दैट द न्यू सोल्स कैन कम डाउन.
तो जो एडवांस पार्टी जिसको कहते हैं वो दोबारा ज्ञान में आकर के ब्राह्मण बनेंगे ऐसा नहीं है.
व्हेन वी यूज द वर्ड एडवांस पार्टी दे विल नॉट कम इनटू ज्ञान एंड डू द एफर्ट. इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट.
क्योंकि वो पुरुषार्थ पूरा करके फिर गए हैं.
दे हैव कम्प्लीटेड देयर एफर्ट एंड देन लेफ्ट द बॉडी.
अब दादी इतनी बड़ी मुख्य हेड बन करके इतना सबको पढ़ा के सिखा के गई फिर से कोर्स करके आएगी क्या ज्ञान में?
दादी डिड सो मच ऑफ एफर्ट एंड शी बिकेम कम्प्लीट एंड शी लेफ्ट. डू यू थिंक शी विल कम बैक एंड डू द कोर्स अगेन?
नहीं, वो अपनी पढ़ाई पूरी करके संगम का पार्ट उसका पूरा हो गया.
शी कम्प्लीटेड हर पार्ट इन द कॉन्फ्रेंस एज.
सहयोग ऐसे दे सकती है जब बाबा उसको वतन में इमर्ज करते हैं, सूक्ष्म वतन में इमर्ज करते हैं, तब गाइड कर सकती है कैसे कर रहे हैं ऐसे करना चाहिए.
When Baba emerges her in the subtle world, she can guide us what we are doing and how we can do.
लेकिन
she can do.
लेकिन वो भी वर्तमान रूप को नहीं इमर्ज करते हैं, संगम के स्वरूप को इमर्ज करते हैं.
And Baba doesn't emerge her current form. Baba emerges her confluence age form.
समझ गए? उनके संपूर्ण स्वरूप से सहयोग मिल सकता है लेकिन जो अभी का जहाँ शरीर लिया है उसका सहयोग ब्राह्मणों को नहीं मिलेगा.
वी कैन गेट द कोऑपरेशन फ्रॉम हर कंप्लीट फॉर्म ऑफ द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज बट नॉट द प्रेजेंट फॉर्म दैट शी इज इन.
सब संतुष्ट दीदी दादी की कहानी सुनकर के?
आर यू ऑल कंटेंट एंड हैप्पी लिसनिंग टू द स्टोरीज ऑफ दीदी एंड दादी?
वो बाबा ने एक बार कहा था कि वो जहाँ गए हैं वो सब वो एक ही फैमिली के अंदर है, नजदीक नजदीक है.
सो द क्वेश्चन इज द दीदीज एंड दादीज हैव लेफ्ट बट आर दे वेरी क्लोज टू अस. सो द ब्रदर इज सेइंग बाबा हैड मेंशनड दैट दे ऑल आर इन वन क्लोज फैमिली.
पांच मिनट बाबा को याद करके क्लास पूरा करेंगे.
रिमेंबर बाबा फॉर 5 मिनट्स.